third parak of Yuma Mishnevos. So Heviuhu Leveit HaPalva. They went to a certain room. They brought the Kohen Gadol, a certain room called Beit HaPalva, named after a certain person called Palva. Ubakoidesh Hoisa. This room was inside the Azara, and all the tefillahs, aside from the one he did previously before he went into the Azara, all other tefillahs were done in the Azara area. Yeah, so we mentioned the previous mission that some for the older Kohanim were sensitive Kohanim, they warm up the water a little bit, and then they peeled to Sodom, Shavuz, Benu, Lena'om. They, as he was going to be table himself, they put a mechita of linen between him and the people that were in the Azara. Kiddush Yod Raglov, he would wash his hands and feet, and then he would push and remove his eight begodim, Shemayim begodim of the Kohen Gadol. And Leiman Poshet, the Kiddush Yod Raglov, he said, well, it was other around. First, take off his clothing, then wash his hands and feet. And after that, Yoav Betova, he went into the tefillah, all of his stopping, came up and dried himself out. He could not have water on his body because that's considered a chatzitza also between Bigdei Kuhn and his body. Yevila Bigdei Lava, now he's wearing the white vestments that he would wear in the Avoida Hapnim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Lavash Vekidush Yod Raglav. After he wore them, he washed his hands and feet again. So every tefillah had a Kidush Yod Raglav before and after.